Hey, thanks for joining HOA, Huckleberry's Outdoor Adventures. This is Gavin speaking, your one and only partner in crime, here to just give you a quick update. So, lots of stuff have happened. My brakes went out in the truck. We got that fixed. My buddy from Botches Off-Road, Alex, he came out, helped me fix my brakes. Basically, what had happened is I meant to change my brake pads out, didn't get to it when I should have. Brake pad fell out, caliper piston pushed through all the way, and unfortunately broke the caliper seal, and all my brake fluid pushed out. So he helped me get that all done, fixed up, and we're back on the road, baby. So lots of stuff coming up here soon. Been a little busy, and that's okay. That's normal. I don't have a set schedule when I have to get these out. I do them as I can, and I hope you guys enjoy that. If you guys want more, let me know. But because I'm not really getting a whole lot, I'm not really pushing a whole lot, you know. So basically started my new job, working on that at home, pushing reels and pushing stuff on Instagram. Started a merch store and have a shit ton of stuff on the merch store. And to be honest, I didn't really start it for, listeners and followers and stuff. It was more for myself and family if they wanted to buy something. And I really wanted my own shirts and stuff like that to kind of rep our thing. But, I'd be really happy if people did get them. You know, I've already had a few orders already, and it's really cool that people like the stuff that I have, and it's pretty cool. So I just launched that. Won a couple giveaways. So I won a giveaway with Novsight, and I'm hoping to work with them in the future, with some affiliate or sponsorship, but one of their, I think they're 3-inch pods, and I'm super excited for that. Made the decision. I wasn't able to buy any of the Toyota World Runners stickers to kind of commemorate their memory and to celebrate all that they've accomplished and stuff. So I want to do something. And with those pods coming in, they're very similar, if not the same kind, that Toyota World Runners ran on the front of their rig that they took around, you know, South America. So I want to try and do something like that to kind of commemorate, without, you know, being a big, like, yelling it out in the face, like, hey, rip. Because at the same time, I don't want people to remember the death as much as I do the experiences that they helped share with us. So I'm going to try and do their same kind of lighting pattern. It is very unique. And I'm going to put that right into the grill. I'm going to buy a couple more pods and do that. And then, moving past that, I just started an affiliate with Lenson Solar Panels. And I've been looking at these guys for a while. I really like to use everything that I have. And with the FJ, the space is premium. This isn't an advertisement. It's not even really an affiliate thing as much as it is just updating you and then why I chose to try to work with them. And that's because I don't have a ton of space in the FJ. Anybody working with a family like I do who also does, SUV-based overlanding with a full family knows that space is a premium. So trying to think of places where I could put a solar panel to help boost charging, especially when I'm parked, keep my fridge going, to keep my battery full. That's been kind of a thing that's been on my mind. And I've seen Lens and solar panels a lot in the past, and they have a hood mounted solar panel. It's like a flex panel that you can 3M tape to the hood and hook up. And I just thought, oh my God, right there. I won't ever use my hood for anything. You know, it's not like I'm mounting a tire there. It's not like I have cowl induction or any crazy thing going in on the hood. So it's basically brand open space that I can mount a solar panel that anytime I'm driving or parked, it'll be in use. And I thought, man, what a good way to utilize that empty space to something that I already need. So I did partner with them. And, you know, my link's in the bio. You can check it out if you want. I'm more explaining on why I did it. And it makes a ton of sense for me. You know, when we're out, sometimes I have time to charge the fridge because we're driving. You know, we do that overlanding thing. So you're driving to the next destination. But sometimes we're sitting at one spot for 3-4 days. And we don't do as much driving. So the fridge slowly loses charge. And having that solar panel on the hood just helps ensure that I do get some charge, that it slows the pull of the fridge. And that also when I'm not charging the fridge or when I don't want to charge the fridge, it keeps everything topped off. If I was to like run auxiliary lights or something out of my truck. So it's really cool. And again, I'm not promoting it. I don't have a spec sheet here or anything. I'm just kind of, you know, talking on why I like it and why I've thought it's been a great idea. I know some people are against solar panels or at least, mounted ones because, you know, you're not always in the range of light. You're not always in the sun, and that's fine. This is here to work when I don't have to think about it. It's on my hood. I don't have to pull it out every single time I want to do something. Or I set up camp. I don't need another thing to pull out when I set up camp, right? So having it there, having it already mounted, and having it working when I'm not, that's perfect for me, right? So that's the plan. I am going to be buying those, one of them pretty soon here, and mounting that. And I'll talk a little bit about that process and how user-friendly it really is for anybody who is interested in it. And I'll talk about, you know, how I went about the installation, you know, from the videos, because I've searched it up a lot. It looks pretty easy. It's more of just cleaning the surface off the hood, making sure that all the dust and debris is off of it, sticking the panels down, aligning it so that it's nice, straight, and centered, and then just putting it on there. So we'll see. And then we'll see what kind of charge it does. I believe they're 100 watt, and it's not the highest wattage, but they're not massive panels either. So I do get a referral kickback, but like I said, I'm not pushing it. And I really just want to promote something that I like. You know, I don't, and I'll talk about it more, of course, when I get up there. So. That's cool. You know, that's my first affiliate. It's nice. My account's growing. I've been working really hard. I'm making reels. I'm doing the merch store. I'm talking to companies. I'm really trying to, you know, I don't know. I'm really trying to get out there. You know what I mean? So for this month, I'll talk a little bit on that. I've had 31,000 views this month. 27% of that's from followers. 72% of it's from non-followers, and I've reached 14,000 accounts, which is pretty good for me. It's a blast past where I was before, which is probably like 5,000. My reels are 89% of what people see, with non-followers seeing most of it. Then I have stories as 6.5% and post as 4.1%. I don't do any videos, so that's really zero. I do videos, but they're more in the form of reels because reels kind of get out more. And honestly, just post weird stuff because one of my weird ones that I just saw was trending. It was just kind of a funny little jokey video. I did one of my own kind of like that and had 3,000 views in 2 days. So, which is good for me. 3,000 views in 2 days. That's a big step up. So most of my reels right now are ranging from 1,000 to 3,000 views within a couple days. And then the rest of them, they'll kind of peak out at about 600 to 700. So, you know, it's not massive, but it is growing, and it's every day it gets a little better. I get a little bit more coverage, and I get a little bit more experience. So that's really cool. I do enjoy it. And, you know, with the work that I'm doing, I have a little bit more time to work on it. So it is fun. If anybody's interested in like the merch or any like recommendations or comments I can give on anything that I've already spoken on, let me know. I can do some tips and tricks for you, but I'm not really going to put something out unless someone's interested. So let that be known. And moving on to what I have coming up. So I have a couple of days here. Today's Thursday, the 21st. I am heading out next Wednesday morning to the UP. We're about to do a 6-day trip up there. It's going to be pretty relaxing. We're going to do some trail scouting. We're going to try some food. We're going to cook some good food. I'm going to start up an Instagram reel of camp chef stories. Basically, I'm just going to share the camp food that I cook. So, you know, I like cooking. I love camp cooking. So we'll share some meals and stuff like that. I'm going to share some of the other rigs that I see up there, the views. But we're going up to a non-disclosed location. And we're going to stay up there for 6 days or so. We might go somewhere else. We might not. But the plan right now is to sit there for 6 days. And then that'll be kind of our base camp. And then we might go to like Grand Marias or however people want to say it. And then check out that. It's a cool little Bay Harbor, you know, town. Got a lot of cutesy little shops and nice food trucks and stuff there in the summer. So we're going to check that out. I think we're going to stop at Sault Ste. Marie. We were watching a little video, and there's a place that just opened up in Sault Ste. Marie a couple years ago that sells pasties, and they have like a dessert pasty that looks really, really, really good. And I just saw the video and I'm like, dude, we can literally hit Sault Ste. Marie up on the way. So we're going to go do that. We'll probably stop at Sault Ste. Marie Wednesday. We'll probably get there around 1 or 2 p.m. We'll check that out. We'll grab some lunch. Oh, it's going to be good. So, and then we'll head up to the camp area. So camp area is, it's a beautiful area, and that's why I don't want to release it. Unfortunately, I can't, because this is a free podcast, anybody can listen. I can't disclose locations and trust that people will take care of them how I would take care of them. So unless it's a very well-known campsite, I won't really talk about where it's at. It's unfortunately, I can't trust everyone to leave no trace, right? Some of you guys that do listen to me, you guys know that. You know, that's a thing, you know, that we do that. And, but there are some people that just don't care. All right. They leave their garbage, their trash, their toilet paper everywhere. And that was like High Rock Bay. When we went here last month, we went up to High Rock Bay and stayed up there for a couple of days. And there was garbage. There was trash. There was toilet paper in the woods and buckets for pooping and stuff. And it's like, man, you know, and you wonder why trails get closed down and these beautiful areas for camping get closed down, because nobody takes care of them. And while I'll pick up trash, I'm not going to touch someone's biohazard material. So it's really unfortunate. We try to pick up what we find if we can. You know, bigger objects are obviously a lot harder, especially when we're all cramped into a truck anyway. So but yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to go, I'm sure we'll go back to Chris Point, and that's a lighthouse up there, beautiful. And then we'll go to Two Hearted for a while, I'm sure, spend some time at the beach, maybe a day. It's just a beautiful area up there at Two Hearted. And this will be the first time our son has gone and like gone on the suspension bridge and all that. And we'll spend the day chilling out. We'll hunt rocks. The kid likes hunting rocks too. And it'll be fun. So I'm super excited about that. Friday, which is tomorrow, we're hopefully going to get the rest of my brake stuff figured out. And I'll replace my rotors, pads, and the one caliper, since I already have one new caliper. And we'll fill all my fluids up. Then I'm going to clean my truck out, start organizing my truck, and make a list so that we're ready by the time Tuesday night comes around. We're pretty much ready to go, packed up and done. So Wednesday we get up, we grab our pillows, anything else that we need last second, and we head out. So that's going to be pretty interesting. I haven't done much planning because it's pretty simple. We've been there a couple times. So we're just going to play it by ear and enjoy what we can. Sometimes it's kind of the best way to go about it, really. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. That's been my little update. If you guys have any questions, comments, or content preferences that you want to hear about, let me know. I really like hearing from you guys. I do hear from one guy on Instagram pretty often. Get on me at Huckleberry's Adventures on Instagram. We have three bears. That's our little emblem. That's for me, my wife, and my son. And I'd love to hear from you guys. So we'll talk to you later.